Jewish National Fund that they used to buy the land and to give it to the young groups that came as pioneers. Now they take, they protected the forest, they plant the forest, they treat the forest, they open ways for us, and they use money of the communities or any others that are willing to give. And they give you the name of the forest, like the Forest of Australia, the Forest of Canada. This is the Forest of Zim Company, the Israeli Marine Transportation, Zim. So they work all together, they join together, they give money for GNF to plant this forest. So if they want, they can come here with the family, they can go to other forests, that's not, but they have the same place, they know that they donated the money, they help to develop nature needs here in Israel. And GNF, they just were here not long time ago, they cut the low branches, they try to protect some flower. All what you see there is organic material that they took out from the bush and they matted small pieces. It's here ready for everyone that want to take it for his garden, to protect the soil, to pit. So for it's free, ready for free, for free, yeah, for free.
Wood chip, yeah. A lot of wood chip.
Yeah. So we're still waiting, we're still waiting. By the way, if we're talking about GNF and we're waiting, so I told you that the Arabs in Israel, they have private land, the Jews don't have private lands. Few of us have private land. The first pioneers, late 19th century, they came with their own money and bought the lands. The rest of the young group of Jews coming with no money at all, they got land to use, not to be owners, to use by GNF. So this led to the process that we don't have our own land. The land belongs all to GNF or to the government. We're just renting it. Even if we have house on it, the land belongs to the Jewish nation, to the GNF, of course. Part of it belonged to the state of Israel, but a big quantity of land that was bought by money from the Arabs, it's belonged to GNF, which is the working arm of the Jewish nation. I mean, every Jew in the world has part in it, because they bought it for the Jewish nation to come back and develop it. So this is why we, the Jews, we don't have private land. This is makes our more strike to the law, keeping the law. And there are Arabs, they live on their private land by generation to generation, you know. So they feel that belong. They don't have to follow not lines, not laws, whatever. Nobody will tell them how to build, what to build. This is why you see the whole mess in their villages. Okay? Let's continue.
So if somebody moves here and they want to build a home here,
no, you have, first of all, you have to go, there is a special office in the government, and if they are ready to rent it for such needs, or you give them a program and they accept it, so you pay, there is a contract, and you get it for 99 years.
But then you have to pay a contractor to develop, like, how it's going to be designed, and yeah. What about things like water and refuse?
They won't give you unless they see the whole program, including electricity, sewage, water, whatever. You're not free to do it. But the Arabs, yes, they do it on their land. This is why they build first, then they cry, oh, we don't have water, we don't have electricity. And the government start to help much later, when things are there. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's go on.
Try things, so that's okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's say one of the problems that we have, that you left your home, now you live in the States, somebody got to your home and lived there, you don't even know. When you come back after years, somebody, the family is there, or they built a building on your land, you cannot throw them away, no way. You can open a trail, go to judge, it will take you years. You have to pay them for what they built or plant on the ground, because it's belong to them. The ground belong to you, yeah. It will take years. So sometime you just leave it. Okay? So this is laws
The laws, the origin of the law is British, because this is what we've got here, and we didn't change so much. We keep the British laws here. So there are many, many things that you can play with it. The British laws is good enough as long as the people are honest. Basically. Okay, let's go a little bit more. Niru lachem nir ve'al kotzim al tizra'u. It's not a famous one. But he was really angry about the lazy people, or those, the nomad people, that gave an example, that saw, oh, the clouds are coming, oh, it will be rainy, so let's prepare the field fast, we put the seeds, and whatever grows belongs to us. And Jeremiah said, no way. Niru lachem nir, nir is a field. Prepare your field. And don't do the other way, just throw it before rain comes. Yeah, because he said, if you are owner of the land, behave like owners, not like the nomads, the Bedouins, still today. You see the clouds, they start to do that. What an example. So I love this because there is a meaning to it. This is, I call my son Nir. Niru lachem Nir. Nir is my son. Okay, so that's an example, the way not to do.
Don't do it like that.
Don't do it like that. Okay.
I'm very happy.
We're at the top. We're on the top of Mount Achim.
Mount Achim,
brothers, the Mount of the Brothers. Two brave brothers that fought against the Romans in the city of Jodafat. We passed through there. Anyway, 570 meters above sea level. In a nice day, like Shabbat was a nice day, we could see Mediterranean over there.
Oh, no.
Over there. Really?
The Mediterranean. There.
And we could see Mount Hermon with the snow cap over there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, it's beautiful the way you see it. The Galilee is divided to ranges of mountains and a valley in between with fertile land. You see that valley. Look at the olive trees all around.
Yeah.
All around. Great. Great and very good quality. The olives, the oil of Israel. And you see the Arab villages. Sakhnin over there.
Sakhnin.
It's a city already. In the Mishnah time, it was Shchania. Mentioned before we had Muslims here. It's mentioned as a Jew village. Shchania, Sakhnin today. Arava in the Mishnah is Arabe, the Muslim village today. Dirchana today is Bet Yochanan of the Mishnah. Just imagine to go 2,000 years back and you see the little villages here at the bottom of the mountains, near the springs, near the lands, near the way connected them and go to Tiberia or to Akko. So this was the way of life. And the olive trees are still there. And the goat you saw it before, still there. And the shepherd. And this is the Galilee. Over there you see a modern city, Carmiel. 40,000 people living there. Mm-hmm. To show you, and the range, the high range, is the Superior Galilee. Mm-hmm. If you up there, or you see the city over there, the faraway city is Safed.
Safed.
So the border with Lebanon, it's about 10 miles, a straight line, airline, to the north.
Uh-huh. We're on our way close to Lebanon.
Yeah, we're close to Lebanon. So this is Galilee. This is the scenery of Galilee. It's important to understand what is going on here. And the other things, I want to try to have the other look from the other side here. About 2 minutes walking over there. Let's see what is waiting for us there.
Let's see what's waiting for us there.
Surprise.
Let's see what's waiting for us there.
So have you ever seen another tour bus here? Another coach? You ever seen tourists here?
Tourists here, never.
Never?
Never. So.
And the valley is flooded.
The valley is flooded. What is? It's nice to see it. It's unique. It's unique.
Considered Galilee too?
Yeah, you are in the heart of Galilee, of course.
Two valleys?
We'll try to see the scenery and to call the names of the mountains, and I'm sure you know some. So, the faraway range of mountain, this is the mountains of Nazareth. Nazareth is on the other side in internal valley. Okay? You go, you follow the range to the left. The left part of it It's not part of it. It's an isolated mountain. This is Mount Tabor. We saw it from the other side, right? Yeah. Now we see it from the north. And you see the church up there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then we had the valley that we crossed with the bus, and this range of Turan, and we crossed the bus, that valley, and we are here. Looking to the east, you see the cliff of Arbel. We're going to be up there later on. Yeah, man. And down there is the Sea of Galilee.
Just on the other side.
And the other side, it's hard to see, but believe me, it's there. It's the Golan Heights, which was part of Syria. Now it's belonged to Israel. So the Sea of Galilee is down there. The Mediterranean is over there. You are in the middle of Israel from side to side.
Huh?
This is Israel.
Tour groups don't come up here, do they?
Shuki was just saying he's never seen another tour group up here. He's never seen tourists up here ever.
Did you hear that, folks?
Okay. Now, once again, differences between Jews and Arabs. Look at the fields over there. You can tell yourself, by yourself, the parcellation. This is the word. Yeah, you see many, many, many small fields. Yeah? Belong to Arabs. The Jews never have so. They have from side to side all homogenic. Because it not belong to them. It belonged to JNF or to the government, and the kibbutz, they decided together. They have the committee of education, committee of the treasurer of the kibbutz, committee of agriculture, committee to, and they decide the next 5 years it will be good to do that and that. They do all together. So it's good for them to invest money, computerize with sensors in the soil, and so they have the knowledge of the temperature, the oxygen, the humidity, whatever you want, and they pay money and they invest for irrigation system automatically, and they do it in a large scale. And the Arabs, the father died, so we have to divide the land between 8 boys, not girls, boys. Girls get nothing, and then everyone got his share, and then they died. Once again, they have to give it to the other generation, and the other generation, look what's left for them right now. It's not economically. So they just abandon or do it the cheap way. They never invest. Their agriculture is going back to medieval time. This is the difference. Okay? Once again, mentality, culture here in Israel.
So if there's a flood like this in land where the Israelites are farming in those large areas, does the government pitch in to cover any losses like they
It's democratic states. They will do the same to the Arabs. Everyone that he owned the land on the right. The Jews have the right to work on the land. They don't own the land. It doesn't matter. This is a disaster for them, not for us. We enjoy it. But this is a disaster for them. They will get paid. Rabotai in Hebrew. We're going back to Abram. The first contract with God. We are the nation. We're the chosen nation. But it's not easy. It's not a gift. This is our land. As long as we obey the laws of God. Okay?
Mm.
What we are given is the land and rain on time. If you won't obey Lord, what the prophet used to say all the time, go back, go... keep the laws of the Bible, so we won't have rain on time. Without rain on time, we know already, we went to Egypt to find food, and we were stuck for 100 years as slaves over there. Without rain, Elias, the prophet, had to go to Mount Carmel to kill 300 false prophets and to ask for rain. And a few other stories that we have. What is the deal with it? Why? First of all, what is our part to keep? To pray to God? No, God didn't ask us to pray. We don't have to pray. In pure Judaism, we have to know the Bible, to follow laws, not to pray. God doesn't need our prayer. He needs us to follow His law.
Amen.
And His law is almost everything about being Jew. Even to take care of the kids with no parents, the wife with the widows or whatever, or the one that participate our tradition, there are not so many who want to be Jew. It's too difficult. I'm telling you now. Think twice. And those that participate Judaism, we have to take care. We're not good in that. Well, okay, but we have to take care. So the grandmother of the King David, Ruth, she was not a Jew. She came to live with us. Mm-hmm. She was from Moab, Moabite. We had to take care of her. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you start with the people, with the society that you live in it. This is Judaism, first of all. When you cut the field, you don't touch the edge of it. You leave it to the poor. If you carry the harvest, something fall from your hand, it's long not belong to you anymore. Leave it to the poor. They are coming after you. Mm. So now you can understand it. The fertile crescent between those two edges that we had emperors, but the river are strong and permanent and give you all the good every year. In this, let's say, the piece in the chain that is easy to break, that you have to keep it by trusting God and obey the laws. This is the Holy Land. Most of the time, people could not make it, even not armies, if they didn't know the secrets of the stream and springs here in the desert. A whole Roman army got lost trying to look for Petra. You know Petra, the hidden city, the city of the rock? They lost the way. They are origins of water. I am as a tour guide, I know them, they didn't know. And they had horses, not camels. They get lost in the desert. This is the only way. And many times, the wars between the empires would took place in midway here. The middle of the way between the empires. This is the land of Israel. So many wars between the Parnites and the Norse empires were taken here, like the war in Megiddo. Like the others, okay? Influence came and the war fought against. Well, this is the fertile crescent. And here in the Galilee, as we see the fertile land here, it's high, it's close to the Mediterranean, we have rain. Go down deeply, 200 meters below sea level, no more rains. Going to the upper side, Jordan, Golan Heights, Syria, totally desert. This is the meaning of Israel. And this is what we got for the 12 tribes. You see the names here. Yeah. Okay. This is why we have Jews in Buenos Aires. They go to Shul, to Bet Knesset, every Saturday, Shabbat, and they pray like we pray, half year giving rain on time. Another half year to giving the dew, right? The dew, tal. And people in Argentina can argue with the Jew, why you pray to have rain right now? We're in the South Hemisphere. We don't need to have rain. No, I'm praying for the Holy Land. Okay, I'm Argentinian Jew, but I'm praying for the Holy Land. This is the connection. Okay?
Are we in
Ephraim's
territory right now?
Zebulun is down there. Naphtali is here. And Issachar is here. We are in the middle. Yeah. Issachar, Naphtali, and Zebulun. We're going back to the bus.